Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have Brennan Smiley from the Technicolors.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. Phoenix, the city, not the French pop band, may not pop into your brain when you think of the next and upcoming music metropolis. Well, Phoenix-based The Technicolors are looking to change that perception of the Valley of the Sun as they launch their latest LP, Metaphysical, that just dropped a couple weeks ago on July 7th. Known for their amped-up live shows, the band nicely blend sonic pop anthems of Oasis, vocal stylings of The Killers, with the grit of the Rolling Stones, while still sounding innovative and modern on their own right. With this strong collection of songs on Metaphysical, this might be The Technicolors' breakout album and a band to watch in 2017, so check them out. Ahead of their album release, frontman Brennan Smiley talked with us about the new album, how each of the band members' parents' love of Led Zeppelin influenced them to start the group, and which band they'd love to swap careers with today.
I liked you better when you lived inside your head. You don't remember then, but I'm not trying to stop.
All right, well, thanks, Brennan, for coming on the show. I really totally appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how did I saw that you recorded the first album all by yourself with and then before you guys were actually the Technicolors, and then everybody that kind of came together for your live show. How did that all kind of come together?
Well, man, you know, I think, trying to think back, you know, a lot of it was me realizing that I had a lot to learn from other people, and especially kind of being in the position of singing and communicating songs in a live format. And then also I just wanted to have that thing with other guys. And so a lot of it just came out of that, that desire to play music with friends. Uh-huh. And so basically what happened was I had recorded some tunes, my first kind of stab at writing songs, and I came to Arizona and found some people pretty quickly and just kind of started playing shows with friends, I think still under my name at the time. Mm-hmm. And there's not really, at the time especially, but, you know, there wasn't really like a lot of cool music venues around Arizona. So it was kind of, in a way, just a perfect time to experiment and try things. And it was a lot of fun. And I just through that, it kind of morphed into that feeling that you get when you know it's a band. And you know, we decided to come up with a name, and from there on, it's the whole story followed. So.
Nice. And then that first album, did you record that album all by yourself in like 10 days or something like that?
I can't remember. It was really quick.
Right.
It's really
right.
quick.
Yeah, that's an interesting way for you to record this album, and then the band gets formed afterwards, if you will.
Yeah, and I think, I don't even know if that album is like out anywhere. I don't, because we didn't really like consider it an album, because it wasn't even a band. It was more of like this awesome vehicle to create a band. You know, like it
right.
definitely served its purpose. So.
Right, right. That's funny. And did you grow up in the music business? Is your dad a producer?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I grew up in the business of music, but I definitely grew up with, music everywhere. I started playing drums when I was like 2 or 3, and was pretty like a pretty avid drummer. I guess as avid as you can be as a 3-year-old. And right. and then I discovered Batman at like the age of 4, I think, or 5. And I literally stopped. I quit music because I became obsessed with Batman. and then like 5 years after that, I picked up a guitar because we had guitars laying around the house.
Mm.
And, it was right around the time that, like, playing with Batman action figures isn't really cool anymore. So, like, well, gotta learn some, gotta learn some cool guitar riffs, I guess.
Right, right. And you can't be Batman for a living, so,
No, yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah, although I don't know if I was really thinking about my career
right.
at the age of 10, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I read that you guys sort of bonded over that all your parents sort of have their love for Led Zeppelin. What other influences do you guys have a band that sort of seeps into your music today?
Yeah, man, musically it's actually as cliche as it is, it actually is kind of hard to say, because we not only like do we all love different things, but also I think all of our musical tastes and things that we dig, it's like all kind of evolved over the whole time that we've been in a band. So I have a hard time keeping up with new music some of the time, but like the other dudes are so, always on it and always playing me cool stuff. And I think we really appreciate, a lot of the dreaminess of, the dreamier side of a lot of the Britpop stuff that was happening, kind of in the 90s, but also like, maybe more on the outskirts of the Britpop thing, and that kind of combined with a lot of like really great grooves from 80s. I really like this band called Zap, which is like a this like 80s like post disco band.
Okay.
But you know, it's just kind of all over the place, mm-hmm. man. I think that's like that's what a you know what's so fun about being in a band. And you know, I think you know Nico, our bass player, loves really like darker kind of music, and Sean's really into the groove. And I've always kind of you know just been attracted to a lot of different styles of songwriting, and songs that tell stories, and songs that just paint a feeling, and you know punk bands and whatever, you know, I like
right.
it all. So
right. Well, for those that maybe not heard you guys yet or know of you guys, can you describe your sound a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. It's hard to say. It's hard to say because I mean I definitely can try. No, because it's been this thing, like I was saying, it's evolved, and at some point, like when you start a band, you kind of feel like it's easier to describe your sound, because when you start a band, you're like, okay, these are like the few bands that we like, let's try to be a cooler version of this or something,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then like as you keep making music, the lines that you have kind of built for yourselves to like do things, they kind of just blur over time because you're incorporating new influences and all those things. So I think our band is somewhere between maybe that kind of the echoes of that Britpop movement, you know, that larger than life, like just the remains of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that whole thing kind of, I mean, I wasn't there, but this seems like that whole thing kind of like came and went very quickly and
sure.
in such a loud way. And
right.
I like to think of our music as a way of like painting like these echoes of all these like massive things that have happened. And, you know, I think we have grown up in the remnants of these big movements of music, and even like the kind of garage explosion I don't even want to call it garage, but
right.
that whole rock and roll
sure.
explosion in the early
sure.
2000s. It
sure.
was like, it's almost like that was like the last days of rock bands being on major labels, kind of like, you know,
totally.
taking like the, just everything from the labels. And I feel fortunate to have grown up with that around. I didn't really appreciate it at the time because I was just totally into Led Zeppelin. But, you know, so I don't know. That probably doesn't answer your question.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's a mix of all those things, I'd say.
Well, I think every great band, I mean, you know, the Beatles talk about, you know, listen to Elvis and all those people, you know, and it just keeps evolving and whatnot. So, yeah, absolutely. It's whatever you kind of maybe grew up with, and it sort of seeps into to your sound and stuff. So.
Yeah, like I think the 90s thing, we don't really feel like that's a direct influence. We feel like that's just something that like kind of happens, and we actually more feel like we're directly influenced by, you know, the Hives and
sure.
like all these kind of hi-hat bands.
Right. But how does this album, the new album Metaphysical, differ from your other album?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Well, I just think it's like a it's maybe like a dreamier evolution of it. You know, I think it's more imaginative, mm-hmm. and it's still us, but I just think that it was a more intuitive move. You know, we didn't really think through anything, and which that's like a, you know, really beautiful way to approach something. Mm-hmm. And we just did that because we didn't have time to do anything. And this time around, we tracked everything strategically. We strategically put ourselves in a studio with a really great producer named Bob Hogue. And he's just this amazing, beautiful person who works in his own little world with analog gear and tape machines and in a live oriented scenario. I mean, the dude doesn't wear clothes that were made after 1963 or something. So, like, it's just, like, we really were strategic about the environment that we were making music in. And you know, as much as we could be as an independent band in 2017. So,
right.
But I think that all of those things make this collection of songs feel like a more complete thought, you know, and so it just feels good, and sonically I think it's still us. It's just the normal evolution of a band, I'd say.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And I watched last night your video for the single Little Charmer. That really has a cool kind of 60s kitschy feel with a little bit of like Stones and Oasis kind of thrown in there. Where did you guys kind of come up with that fun concept?
You know, it's funny you say that. We were actually shooting another video, and we had finished, and we were in Los Angeles at this really massive film studio, and it was a really beautiful experience making that first video because it was all of our best friends, a bunch of friends from Arizona that, you know, we all grew up with that had moved to LA, and it was sort of this like coming together of all these cats that like are just so badass and like good at what they do. And when that happens, when you're working and it's just your homies the whole time, right. You know, things happen, you know, and like ideas get thrown out. And so we were done with the video and we were like, we had had a ton of pizza. There were like two giant boxes of pizza, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
We were stuffed and we're all sitting on the floor of the studio, just in the middle of this massive warehouse type thing. And somebody was like, hey, like all the gear, it was a performance video, so all of the gear was still set up and all the lights were still set up. And someone was like, the tune that we had shot the video for was called Lilies. And the song after that on the playlist was Little Charmer. And it just came on over the speakers. And somebody was like, we should do a video for this tune. Like, Brennan, why don't you just like get up there and dance around to it, like be an idiot or something.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
So I just kind of like got up there and, you know, somebody threw out the idea of having the video start
like as the last song ends, right. And with the guys all leave the video at the very beginning of it, and then people are breaking down the set, and it just sort of happens. So we actually really loved that idea. You know, it was fun to see that play out and actually be look pretty funny to watch, you know, afterwards. So.
Right, and sometimes that's some of the best way to be creative too. Is just kind of do things like that.
Yeah, it happens. It, you know, like I said, strange things happen when good people are involved, and a lot of pepperoni pizza,
right.
Pepperoni mushrooms. Actually, I don't think we were even messing around with Supreme. Who even knows what would happen if there was Supreme in the picture?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, once you guys are on the road and you're promoting this album, when you guys are on the road, do you guys have like rules on the road as a band of what to do and what not to do?
Not really. like, no, I don't know.
You're still kind of learning your way of what you can take and what you can't take.
I mean, we all just really enjoy each other. It's kind of easy when that happens, and we know how to give each other space. We're pretty low key on the road. It's our favorite place to be. So every time we're out, it doesn't matter how long, the longer the better. You know, I think that the tensions of life are eased by long drives through the night and you know, loud music during the day or earlier in the night, I should say. But,
right.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm trying to think of rules. I mean, I like sleeping on the floor a lot. It's like I have my own little like sleeping bag thing that
right.
I like doing. But other than that, I don't think we really have rules.
Right. I mean, do you guys get a chance to maybe check out some cities when you guys? I mean, for the most part, you guys are doing a lot of one nighters and stuff. But you get to check out a lot of cities while you're on the road too.
It just depends. Yeah, like
yeah,
I said, we've
sure.
been doing a lot of like kind of fly dates, popping in and doing stuff. You know, New York City is always a really great time, and there's usually like something else going on around a show if we're playing there, because there's so much happening there. So if we're there, you know, doing guest starring in the circus, or you know, the normal things.
Sure.
The normal things that happen in New York City. But so I think on those kinds of things, it just depends. On tour, we love to try to find different places to explore and check out. I think we all really like the traveling element of being on the road.
Right, exactly. Well, how is the music scene in Phoenix these days? Has it grown a little bit?
It's hard to tell, but yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, I know that the culture of it has definitely got some really great kind of hubs of creativity within music that have definitely expanded throughout the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years. There's a really great promoter in town that are, you know, largely responsible for it. It's called Stateside. And they, you know, a few years back, they kind of opened these venues that were really great, and really it brought in great acts, and treated people well, and you know, just all the good things that you want in a music venue. And they kind of just started expanding the culture of that. And so in terms of bands, it's Arizona's so spread out that it's hard to tell. There's definitely some rad bands here, but it's hard to to tell, like, there's not really any like scenes happening
sure.
or anything like that, which I actually think is a good thing, because it lets people be themselves, and then those are the elements that create cool movements of things down the road. So it's in a good spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last question I have for you, speaking of down the road, if you had one Freaky Friday moment to like switch places with any band and have their career, is there a band that you kind of look at, or maybe a couple bands that you kind of look at going, yeah, I'd like to have that career?
Andrew WK.
Okay, there you go.
Right, straight up. I just saw that dude at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas. Uh-huh. DJing, but he wasn't like DJing for, it wasn't like a performance. He was like the entertainment off to the side that no one knew who he was.
Gotcha.
But he was still there, and it was just the most magnificent thing because there were like three people in the whole casino that knew his name, whatever. And I talked to him afterwards, and I said, hey, man, nice show. And he said, oh, thanks. I'm out here for the night, and I'm flying back to Chicago in the morning. So I just thought, man, that'd be a pretty cool life, you know,
right,
flying to the Hard Rock and DJ, and, you know, you don't have to talk to anybody. You
exactly.
Just kind of show up and do your thing and then go back to Chicago. So
right.
Yeah. I thought that'd be a nice life to have.
That's a great answer. You had it right at the tip of your tongue there too. I like that. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. But so where can we find the Technicolor's music and any other information about the band?
Just all the normal places. We have a vinyl pre-order thing that we're doing right now on our website, which is actually like kind of cool because we actually threw in this demo tape from some of the demos that we just kind of had laying around for the recording. So we have a couple cool things like that going on the website. But then in terms of the music, it's all, you know, iTunes, Spotify, whatever the kids are digging these days.
So there's extra tracks on the new vinyl that's coming out.
Yeah, no. So the vinyl that's coming out is the record, but offered with it, we have like we're throwing in this tape where it's a cassette tape of it's actually kind of fun for me to listen. It was nice to listen to because the first time that we had heard any of these since well after the record was done. Or at least the songs had been recorded. And it's funny because, you know, there's a couple tunes on there that are like, you know, that Little Charmer tune before it was called Little Charmer and it didn't even have a chorus in it. And they were just these kind of scraps of these sessions. Listening back painted this really nice picture, you know, just to see more so to see how the things evolved. And then there's a couple jams on there that are like, that are pretty cool that aren't actually on the record. So
that's cool.
Oh, yeah,
I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We felt like it was fun and more so just cause it was fun for us to listen to. So
right.
Thought it'd be nice to let the homies in on it, you know, and, I don't know, you know, stuff going on like that, but yeah, everywhere else is, you know, the place to get the music, I guess, is good old Spotify.